Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Glory, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining in. Hallelujah with us today on Kingdom Builders Development Institute radio broadcast. Hallelujah. To our internet broadcast here on Fruitful Friday, Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Hallelujah. I'm your host today, Evangelist Tammy Weatherspoon from Gary, Indiana. And one of our greatest mottos here at Kingdom Builders is where we are blessed to be blessed. This is who we are. This is who God has called us to be, and this is what we do. Where we are to be a blessing to the kingdom of God here on this earth. Hallelujah. God bless you all for tuning in with me today to exalt the name of Jesus, to worship our Father and our God, Yahweh, our Jehovah God, our Father. Hallelujah. With all the ministers and pastors and prophet teachers and apostles and other evangelists that are on the line today, and just the body of Christ who are on the internet radio line with us today. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. And we ask that you please follow us at Blog Talk Radio /KBDI, and follow us and go in and check out the website. It's an amazing website. I'm going to read some things off the website. They are very enlightening, and they exalt God in every way. Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Now, this is on a blog, the internet radio website. Again, at blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Follow us. Like and even share with the broadcast on Facebook, Twitter, and other platforms. Again, watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. Hallelujah. What amazing wisdom, godly wisdom. And that's just not for the body of Christ. That is for humankind, for mankind. These are words of wisdom. Hallelujah. Again, well, we are blessed to be a blessing. I would like to come today from the Holy Bible and scripture today. Hallelujah. With God moving on our life so mightily and changing our lives, as the song was saying, Jacqueline Carr was ministering to us. God is changing your life. He's changing your destiny. Hallelujah. He's changing our career. He's changing our finances. He's changing every part of our being and our walk on this earth, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, pray with me. Bow your head, pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up on high, always, Father God. Today, in this time, right here and right now, especially, oh God, where we have this moment to share with you, Lord God, in your presence. Personally, you have given us this time to spend with you. Hallelujah. You are using the internet broadcast through Kingdom Builders Development Institute, Lord God, is your mighty vessel to bring us closer together in you through Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, we thank you for engulfing us, to elaborate us, rejuvenate us in an astounding manner by your Holy Spirit. We allow you to use us as your mighty vessels for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Lord, we answer the call of prayer, or whatever you, and whoever you called us to be, that you created us to be. From before the foundation of the world, Father, here we are. Hallelujah. Here I am under the great ministry and teaching of Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Dodd, and under the great man of God, Elder QT Dodd, as your mighty vessel, drawn by your spirit to this ministry, O God. We lift you up with all praise and glory, to magnify your name, your will, and your way today. Speak through my mind, Lord God. Speak through my heart. All of you and none of me, for it is all about you, Jesus. to prepare the way for your coming, my King. To the King of glory, above all, with all glory, dominion, and power, to you, Father God, now and forever, in the eternal mighty name of Jesus, we extend your word forth by your mighty hand, God, by you, God, amen. In Jesus' name again, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'd like to come today to talk about our character, our earthly character here on planet Earth, being of man, body, soul, and flesh. I like to come to you from in the Word, walking in the Spirit, in Galatians 5, from verses 16 through 26. Let's study the Word of God. I'm coming out of the King James Version. And the Word of God, walking in the Spirit, reads in verse 16, Galatians 5, verse 16 says, starting at verse 16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. First point of our well-being as human beings, being developed and changed from glory to glory, change from the old man, and all things have become new. These are divine instructions that we may follow, so that we can fulfill the assignment that we are destined to do, that we are called to do, and by the Spirit of God, that we have no choice but to do. No more procrastination. It's over. Hallelujah. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. And we know, being flesh and Spirit, the one can war after the other. And that war is founded in, can be founded in lust if we walk not after, if we walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh. Well, if we walk in the flesh and not after the Spirit, it can be founded in lust. Hallelujah. Lust brings on a whole another topic, getting over and getting through things of lust. So that ye cannot do the things that ye would do. I'm going to read 17 over again. 16 and 17, I'm going to take my time today. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. We would not do the things that we would normally do, that we used to do, if we walk after the Spirit, if we walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We will not do the things that we would used to do. The Word is saying so that we cannot do. Hallelujah. It will change our character and our desires where we cannot do the things that we would have used to do, that we would have used to done. But if ye be led of the Spirit and not, and ye are not under the law, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. If we be led of the Spirit of God, there is no condemnation for us under the law. The Holy Spirit searches the heart. If we are walking in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit knows. And we are no longer under the law, walking in the Spirit of God. Walk the law, the Mosaic law, that would have condemned us to hell by our actions and not the grace of God that restored us and redeemed us to life and godliness. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. These are old characters. We are familiar with these things. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Too demonic, beyond messy. You know, we don't like messy now that we are in Christ, walking in the Spirit. We don't like messy, but these were beyond messy. And there's not one of us on this planet that didn't commit one or more than one of these at all times being in the world. To be transparent and to be honest. Idolatry, I've done. Witchcraft, I've done. Hatred, I've done. Variances, having favoritism over some things, I've done. Emulations, being different or being someone trying to emulate being something or someone else other than who God called me to be, I've done. Wrath came upon me all the time. Strife, pitiful, struggling. I was sad in my lusts and seditions. I accused everybody I could with heresies. Envying. Of course, I envy those who were not like me, who I wanted to be like on the videos, and then I tried to be like them, getting all this fake hair, this Janet Jackson hair. This is just for me. I'm talking about me. And me walking in these things, murders, yeah, abortions was like, those were murders for me. Being transparent, had a few, one more than one too many times, drunkenness. I didn't drink white alcohol. I drunk some Remy Martin VSOP and just took a little sip of it, but I drank to get drunk. It was cute. Reveling started up all kind of mess, all the things. Against my brother and against my sister. And such like of the which I tell you before, when I was doing these, God was telling me, stop, don't do, this is not of me. And I have told you, also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. As we say, we, as the word said, being saved by grace. God don't hold no sin against you. The word of God just said here, I would not inherit the kingdom of God if I continue to do such things. God is not in these perversions. Because with these characters of sin come detriment. The murders be as putting Christ on the cross again. Christ's murders came from these characters. How they hated him. They wanted to be like him and couldn't. The Indians. Oh, my Jesus. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. It is joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Against inside of these, holiness appears. And manifest God himself, the character of God, that we are made in his image and his likeness. We begin to manifest God walking through us on this earth. God expressing himself through us on this earth. Again, such there is no law. We don't commence to do things to be held against us, where things be held against us. Hallelujah. God says, for us to be ye holy, for he is holy, and walking in the fruit of the Spirit makes us holy, makes us be holy as God is holy. God began to be as he is. We begin to be as he is in heaven. We begin to be as he is on this earth. So are we on this earth. Which is in, I think, 3 John. As he is, so are we in this world. Because of the butter, the fruit of the Spirit is love, of course, first and foremost. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We know that scripture. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life because of the love. Not because God so wanted to give man another chance, because he had given man chances after chances, even in the Old Testament for our learning. We will see that, but because he wanted more, it drew more out of him to look at us as we were doing. We knew what we needed. We needed his love. And that's what we have to have. To draw the others, we need his love. Of course, there is no law against love. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy that Father sees in us as we reflect him in the earth realm brings peace to those that we are around. It brings peace to our inner being where we can be more receptive of more holiness, keep drawing in holiness by being at peace, to have the long suffering to endure to the end, to exemplify the long suffering of love for mankind, the long suffering waiting for our Savior's return in a gentle manner, not with rivalry, not with envy, with gentleness and goodness one to another, walking in a measure to grasp hold to the Spirit of, to allow the Spirit of God to grab us and carry us from faith to faith as we grow in godliness with meekness, with the Spirit of love and a special touch that penetrates the heart of man, with the temperance of God to let you know that God loves you, and we look and handle situations differently, not as we used to, as Paul said, I told you in times before. Not in a way where we cuss each other out or dishonoring a person's character before they were created in the image of God and his likeness too. God gives us the understanding of temperance that they don't deserve that. He don't deserve us cussing out his creation. Hallelujah. 5:24, Galatians 5:24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and love. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and love. We put the sin up on our body as Christ put the sins up on his body for man. We done that to ourselves when we were walking in the flesh. By affections and love, by our wants and our ways, our feelings and loves, we did those things. We crucified our flesh. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not procrastinate and waste time walking in the flesh, but being filled with the Holy Ghost. Not wanting to let go of the sin of man. Not wanting to let go of fleshly feelings. We have already been crucified because we are Christ now. We belong to Christ now. So let us live in the Spirit and also walk in the Spirit. It goes hand in hand. We become equally yoked with God. We become equally yoked with the Holy Spirit, doing a new surgical operation on our character on the inside. So we can display the glory of God array on the outside, from the inside out. I hope we get you all that get it. I know the word of God don't return unto him void. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Let us not be desirous of vainglory. I don't want to desire in a way Rihanna have things, but I don't want to desire and have be glorified like Beyonce in vanity with the, you know, having an audience worship me in vain glory. I don't want to desire. I don't have the desire to have riches in that aspect. Provoking one another, hindering one another to continue to grow in godliness. Leading, provoking can be leading someone in a wrong direction, off the path of righteousness, to be kept in the world, provoking someone to run back to worldly ways, provoking someone in argument to return back to worldly ways of cussing, fussing, and fighting, partying, drinking, provoking someone to return back to those ways that we have been delivered from. And we can also provoke ourselves back to these ways. But one great thing about the Holy Spirit being that he teaches all things, he let us know exactly where we are at all times. And he let us know the consequence of our actions at all times. He let us know if we're building or destroying our character at all times. Hallelujah, God is so wonderful. And the last sentence, it says, envying one another. Not loving God enough to say, Father, thank you for their gift. Thank you for blessing them, Father, to help me exalt your kingdom on this earth. Thank you for loving them to be my brother and my sister. Lord, we are on the same team, Team Jesus. We are Christ. Not loving my change enough of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is giving me to say, you didn't make me like them. I want to be like them. No, we are to have peace with one another, building up one another in our most holy faith. Hallelujah. Exalting one another. Not envying one another. For this is the time at hand that God is gathering his sheep, that God is gathering the church to come together, his church, formed and developed without spot or a wrinkle because we are obedient to the Spirit of God, moving and manifesting by the grace and goodness, the liberty of mercy, of God's mercy, making us an astonishment to all who see God being revealed in us today and every day to come. So my dear brother, my dear beloved sister, let us continue to uphold one another. We need one another. Love and love. Closer than hand in hand. On this earth. For we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We know the difference. Our sanctification, God makes himself known. In our sanctification, when we identify and know one another, when the Holy Spirit reveals one another to us, let us embrace each other because we have assignments to fulfill, to do, to fulfill. We're going to need long-suffering, and through the long-suffering, and we have long-suffering, and through the long-suffering, we're going to need each other's support. The ungodly is being called into godliness every day, every moment of the day. Through some of us somewhere at all times, on this earth, God is bringing his sheep in, gathering his church. The kingdom of God is at hand, for Christ's return is coming. He's tearing up. Hallelujah. We are kingdom builders, and this is God's development Institute. I bless God, and I hope you all got what you needed to be full for this moment, because we were fed, we are fed the mighty word of God, and his word don't return void. Take, swallow, eat. Express the love of God to God, to yourselves, and to one another. I am your host again in this fruitful Friday time as we listen to the love of the Lord. Love speaks. Pray with me. Father God, oh, how we thank you for allowing us to open our heart to you, Father God, to receive your word, your holiness, your embrace, your character, to receive the anointing of change. Hallelujah. To fall in love with the new development of creation that you have given to us, that you have bestowed upon us, your love, Father. In all of our getting, Father, you give us understanding that loving you, Father, and living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit is much more valuable, hallelujah, than walking in the flesh. Thank you for allowing us to inherit the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, your kingdom, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for letting us enter in while we are still alive on this earth, Lord God, behind the veil. In your spirit, Lord God, we bless you, Father, eternally, now and forever. In your mighty name, Christ Jesus, we thank and praise you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you again for joining with me. Don't forget to go on to blogtalk.com/KBDI and follow and like us and share. Hallelujah. Plant a seed in the ministry. Sow into this ministry. Hallelujah. For we are kingdom builders being developed in this particular institute, in these good soil grounds. We love you. God bless you all. And have a marvelous, miraculous day, rest of the day. In Jesus' name, I commend you all to the care of the Holy Spirit. We bless you, God, eternally. And God bless you all. Amen, amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had my share
of love abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love.
They manipulated
it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it.
But I can't help it.
But to give God glory today,
when I think about all I've been through,
and I still came out on the winning side.
I don't know about you, but I know
that he favored me
because my enemies,
they did try.
Sing it, y'all.
But they couldn't triumph over me,
because great is he that is in me
than he that's in the world.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored
me.
They whispered about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me.
But God favored
me.
My character.
My faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Not gonna
bend.
Won't compromise.
God favors me.
I speak
prosperity.
And I speak
health. God favors
me. They
whispered.
They conspired.
They told their lies.
But God favors
me.
My character.
My
integrity.
My faith in God.
Everything was in question.
But he favored
me. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it. Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.